We're in Siman Reish Gimel. We're up to Sif Gimel, and we've been going from Gimel through Ches, the end of the Siman. Alamozish borei pri adama. Sif Gimel here, he is referring to some kind of bush that disappears totally in the winter and then grows up again in the summer, and it's brought the bracha of that fruit is borei pri adama. In the Mitar game that's printed here, he says this is a banana. I wonder if that's really what he was talking about. Siv Dalad, al perish shemotzin ilone srak, the fruit that grows from trees that don't give fruit. Shakol, the bracha on that is shakol. This is there's no adaiti dolche nati. You didn't plant it for that reason. These are not trees that were planted altogether. These are trees that grow up in the forest, and the fruit is not choshev enough. Not only that, but the fruit is not really good. The fruit needs to be cooked. So what are you going to tell me? Since that's the way you eat it, it becomes like a potato, which is grown for the sake of being cooked. This was not planted for the sake of cooking its fruit. This just grew by itself. Nobody plants these things. It is not. No one grows them for the sake of cooking and eating the fruit in it. Whereas, if you're talking about forests, where you get nuts growing out of different trees, and they actually taste good, so there the bracha would be borei pri ha'etz. Sifhei b'nei asa, the little grapes that grow on a hadas, afal gav the bishla and vavim kaperis and mevarach l'shakol. Even though you cook them and they taste great, it's bracha is shakol. The reason being that's not why you plant hadasim. Sivav al zangvil ginger shemarakin also kushurotov bar pri adama. They take it when it's moist, and they go and cook it up with all kinds of other things. So the halacha is, its bracha is borei pri adama. This is ginger itself. And it is the ikar pri, and you made it into royal, you made it into something that is royal achila. V'nira du adinim amrakin also yavesh kivin shal yidei kachu royal achila. Says the mechaber now, what happens if it was totally dry and had you eaten it, you would have made no bracha because it's too sharp. And you went ahead and cooked it up with all kinds of other things or mixed it with other things in a way that it's edible. So the halach is azang velikum varachal abara priyadama. You say a bara priyadama on ginger. The Mishnah Brura says that in the case of horseradish that is ground up and you eat it the way it is, you say a shahakol, even if you mixed it with other things. Whereas radish, not horseradish, but radish that you mix with other things, that's going to be a bar pri adama. Something that people would never eat without cooking it could have a halacha of bishul akum, that if a non-Jew cooks it, it'll be aser. The different kinds of spices that are edible when they're mixed with other things, even though they're not edible raw, but they're edible as in a mixture. The halacha is even if it's not in a mixture, if the non-Jew cooked it up, there would not be an iser of bishul akum since there was a way of eating it raw. Siv zayin, besomim shchukim, ground spices, umuravim im sukar, and they're mixed with sugar. Habesomim ikar, the ikar is the besomim, not the sugar. Umvaruch aleim bedin birkas osim besomim. You make whatever bracha you do on those besomim themselves. Then finally, tznon, radish, mevaruch alav borei pri adama. Even though eventually it's going to dry up and be like a piece of wood, so long as it isn't, you make a borei pri adama on it. So the Mishnah Brura says that our radish is very bitter, and people don't eat it on their own. They only eat it together with bread, so it's shakol. And then he brings the Shulchan Aruch Harav, who says that you say a borei pri adama. The truth is this is totally societal. So for example, in a society that nobody would eat raw onion unless it's mixed with other foods, the halacha is that if you eat a raw onion, it's going to be a shakol. The same thing going with a piece of lemon. In a society where people wouldn't eat lemon, if you eat lemon, then its bracha would be shakol. In a place where it's normally eaten, its bracha is borei pri ha'etz.